Gzayis. Klolov, Madir by Gzayis or Gzayis. Even there it's called Erev Machshav, it's not Chatigel. So then Rebbe would answer back like angry. Lechutz, Lemocha, Bechutz, Mibor, like what's your question? So therefore Levi thought, let me see how is he going to answer me. And the way he answered, I don't understand what luck would be in both cases. So that's why Levi Shaila was a good Shaila. And in parentheses, he's a Mishnachun, because I have to make a Bechutz, for the Gzayis Nachum boy. Alright, we'll stop here. We are holding Daf Lamed Aleph Omer Aleph. Three lines down. More like this. Itma, we learned. Chatzei Zayis Chutz Lezmanoi. If a person had an intention, B'Shash Chito, B'Kayim B'Shach Gimel Avoidus, he had a mind to eat a Chatzei Zayis, half of a Zayis worth of the meat, Chutz Lezmanoi. So Chur, that's a Machshavah Spigul, but it's only a Chatzei Zayis. A Chatzei Zayis is not enough to have a Machshavah to make a Psul. So far he only thought he'd eat a chatzi kezayis worth of the meat tomorrow. Then he thought, chatzi zayis chuslim koinle. Then his next thought was he also plans to eat another chatzi kezayis of the meat, chuslim koinle, the wrong place. So right now, so far, that we had in the Mishnah before, that these two machshavas would be mitzaref, and the chulit should be chalap in the korban. But then right away he thought a third machshavah. Then he thought, v'chatzi zayis chuslim manoi. Then I thought again that he plans to eat another Chatzi Gezayis, the wrong time. So comes out now altogether, he has a Machshava to eat the Gezayis worth of meat tomorrow, and only a Chatzi Gezayis, Chuslim Koimoi. Inshallah, how do we look at it right now? Do we look at it as if first the Psu was Chal, but look at it now, Lamaisa now, we thought a Gezayis to eat Chuslim Manoi, it should be Chal Tigal. Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava holds, and that's what we're asking. The Yokuts Kiyoshin Hapigal. Yes, it wakes up. The Yokuts wakes up Kiyoshin while we're sleeping Hapigal. In other words, that first, the first Machshava, the Chatzi Gezayis, Tit Chuslas Manoi, by itself it couldn't make Pigal, because it was only a Chatzi Gezayis. So then, when you thought the second Chatzi Gezayis, that made a Psul, only because the first Pigal, the first Machshava, had nothing to mitzaref to. But now that at the end you thought on the second Chatzi Gezayis, so at the first Machshava wakes up, and through the two of them together is Chayziv and Eir, so now the Maisi will look as if you have a Machshava to eat a full Kezayis of meat tomorrow, and you only have a Machshava to eat a Chatzi Kezayis of the meat, Chuslim Kaimai. Therefore, even according to the Rabban in the Chura, it would also be Chal Pigol, and it would not be a Psul. This is what Rav holds. Rav Hamnuna says, no. Erev Machshava Sevei, listen, first you thought on Yechatzi Gezayis Chuslas Manoi, then you thought on Yechatzi Gezayis Chuslim Koimoi, so at that time was Chalap still upon the Korban, at that time the first Gezayis you thought about, it was made up with an Erev Machshavas, so it's already Chal the Psul, and once the Psul is Chal, he all doesn't go off anymore. We do not say like Chayz Avinir, we do not say the second Machshava, the third Machshava, and start with the first one, but rather, since it was already Chal the Psul, it only stays the Psul, and therefore it is not Tigal. Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Minua Nimilo, how do I know to say Ma Yisoy, that yes, the third Machshava could be mixed together with the first Machshava? It's none, because we learned like this. Kibetzel Oichol Rishon, O Kibetzel Oichol Sheni, Shebolon Zebze. Let's say out of eggs worth of food which had a Tumas Rishon on it, let's say a sheretz touched it, it has a Tumas Rishon, and you have another beitza worth of food that only has a Tumas Sheni, it only has a Tumas Sheni on it, and now these two kezeis and these two beitzim got mixed up together. The locker is Rishon, that they have a locker of a Rishon right now, but if anything touches this Karubis now, they would become a Sheni L'tumma. In other words, since right now you have a kebeitza's worth of Tumas Rishon here, so if anything that touches this becomes a Sheni, so if right now it has Loch like a Rishon, that's going to be Cholkon. Let's say you divide up this mixture in here, Cholkon, so then we say Zeh Sheni v'Zeh Sheni, that each Chelik by itself only has a Tumas Sheni on it, because when you divide it up in here, most probably each half does not have the Kazai or Kabetz's work of the Tumas Rishon. So to matamis something else, you have to have a kibetz's worth of food. So each kibetz is like made up partially of the Tumasheni. So therefore, each chelik by itself only has a klech of a Tumasheni to be metamo, to pass for something else. That's called Hokum. If you divide up these two kibetzim, then the locha is zesheni v'zesheni. Each chef only has a locha like a Tumasheni. But the Rav's diak is mashmo ha'choz of Irvon. Let's say later you mix up these two kibetzim together, you make it back in together again together, then we should have the mashmud would come back to have the tumah of a tumas rishon. So here you see, even though in between the tumas rishon went away, but later it's like chayzer wakes up again. So first of all, the Gemara asked back to Rav and Mimai, who told you that? Like maybe no, maybe taka remains that way. Maybe it does not become a tumas rishon anymore. Maybe it always stays a tumas sheni. Someone says no. Rav's proof is midikani sefer, since it says in the sefer, no fal zeh biatznoi. V'zebiyatznoi halkika shel truma psula. Like each piece fell on a different piece of truma. Locha is psula. Again, we hold each piece only has a locha of a truma sheni. And locha by truma is that a sheni makes like a psul when it touches truma. So the two tikrum now is only psula, meaning it has a truma like a shlishi, but not really shlishi, can't make a revi. So it itself is only psula. But what's going to be, Sefili, Noflu Shneim Kiyachas? Let's say both of these kibetzim fall together on the same kikur of Truma. Then we say Aso Sheni, and then we consider like these two pieces like a Tzarishin Latuma, and therefore makes the Tuma into a Sheni Latuma. So you see, even though when they were separated, they had a locha like a Sheni Latuma, later when they're mixed together again, it comes back to have its original locha of a Rishin Latuma. So you see, like Chayz Vaneya, you see the last thing wakes up the first one. That's Rav's Diyak. So if Hamnuna or Ravuna says, no, there's a big difference, you can't bring a fruit from this case to our case of Machshavas. So if Hamnuna or Amar, Hosom Ika Shiurai. Over there, Lamaisa, you have a Kibetz's worth of Eichol, which had Tumas Rishon on it. See, even though in between it was separated, but later when you mix them together again, like that complete shear comes together. But since at the beginning you had a shear of tumah, later it comes together again. But also here by these machshavas, like yeshiroi, you never had at one time a shear of machshavas pigul. Like you only started out with a machshavas tida chatzik izayis meet tomorrow. A chatzik izayis does not make a machshavas pigul. And then your second machshavas tida chatzik izayis chuslim kainai. So when you finally added up the shear of a kezayis, you did not have a machshavas tigel. So also let the shear, since the beginning you did not have a shear of tigel, even though later with the third machshava, now you have it. It could be there's no proof that you say chayz of aneya. There's no proof that wake up again, since the beginning was never chal tigel. That's Rav Hamnuna svaro. It's still not chal. You remain with the psul, and that's all. So if Hamnuna holds here, there's no proof to our case. But still, where's the proof to his halacha? So, Rav Hamnuna says, "Mino aminu lo. How do I know my yisoid to say that the last machshav is not in star for the first one? But tonight, Alosha bring a proof. But now we're not like this. Hoichol shenitma biyavatuma, food that became tomei from a yavatuma, which the word means it's a rishon tuma. Vishenitma bevlodatuma, and another piece of food that was only became tomei from a rishon." Means it's a sheni l'tumo. So you have these two pieces of foods. One's a rishon, one's a sheni. Locher is mitstarfim zem zeh letame bekal shavishneim. That they could be mitstarf together, both of them together, that now you'll have a shear of a kibetza, and together you have a shear of a kibetza of eichod this tamei, but only bekal shavishneim. Allow the tumo, or tuma sheni, not a tumas rishon. So right now it has a lock of a tuma sheni on it. So the idea is, my love doesn't mean to say, Afagav the hod of Malai, even though later we'll have another like Chatzik Beitza falling in here of Tumas Rishon, still it only remains a Tumas Sheni. So you see the Chur, the first Tumas Rishon, since it was mixed up with the Tumas Sheni, it only has love of a Tumas Sheni. We do not say it wakes up again and becomes back to a Tumas Rishon. So Mora says, no, what's your proof of Hamnuna? Dilma, maybe only we're talking about the loyho de malaya, which another piece of tumas rishon did not fall in here. But maybe if at the end another piece of food that would even start with the first piece of food that was Tumas Rishon, and together you would have a shear of a base's worth of food of Tumas Rishon, maybe it would be Chayza V'Neir, maybe it would retain its halacha of a Tumas Rishon. So in here you have no proof. And here Rashi asks the famous question, at the beginning each piece by itself is not a shear of a kibetz alike, so how was the makabel tuma altogether, even from another tuma? So Rashi learns, Rashi Shita is that food is makabel tuma, even b'chol shu, even a small amount of food, if a sheretz touches even a small amount of food, that food becomes a rishon tuma. That it is aloch, you have to have the size of a kibetz, that's only to be matama something else. But for the food itself to become tamei, that's enough even with the kol shu. So there, each piece by itself is less than a kibetza. So one piece had a tumas rishon on it, and the other piece had a tumas sheni on it. So that's the shalav of Nuna wants to be medayik, that even if another piece of a tumas rishon falls in here, still it would not be like meyer, it would not have a loch of a tumas rishon. It would only remain like a tumas sheni. The Gemara says back, it's not 100% proof, because who told you so? Maybe here we're only talking about the lehodah. Nothing else falls in, but maybe when something else falls in, then it would be the loch, it would come back to Tumas Rishon. There's not a clear proof, but I call upon him that's the Machloikas Ravo and Rav Hanunah. Now the Gemara says, Ki Osi Rav Dima, when Rav Dima came, Mami says like this, that Chatzi Zayat Chuslim Kremai. At first the Kohen thought that the Shas the Kabbalah, that he's going to eat a Chatzi Zayat of meat the wrong place. And then he thought the chatzi zayis chutzas manay. And then he thought it's going to be the chatzi zayis worth of the meat the wrong time. So the chura right now should be chalap psul in the korban, but not pigul, because he doesn't have a shear of the kizayis of pigul, but together he has a shear of psul. But now we have a third machshava, the chatzi zayis chutzas manay. And then he thought again to eat another chatzi zayis chutzas manay. So what's going to be in such a case? In the case, again, that the first Chatzik Zayis was Chuslim Kaimai. Then the next two Chatzik Zayisim was Tidit Chuslim Manai. So Maisi did think Tidit Zayis worth at the wrong time, which maybe should make a Machshavis Pigul. That's the Shaila. Do you look at just the last two Machshavis? Or do you say, no, since the first two had a shear of a Kazayis and it was already Chalab Sul, it does not go off. It's more for this. Tony Bakapor Bakapor learned Pigul, that it's Chal Pigul. And the svar is because ain chati zayis moyel for mokum kizayis. The machshavet yet that you had only tea the chati kizayis of it at the wrong place, that machshavet means nothing. Because since lamaisi you thought tea the kizayis worth chuslas manoi, that's the main thing. So that's the machshavet that's chal, it's chal pigul, and it's not chal psul. That's what Bakapur holds. Chur is a little bit like Rovin's svar before. Kiyosi Rovin, when Rovin came on, he said like this. What's going to be chatzi zayis chuslas manay? First the Kohen thought he had a chatzi zayis worth of the meat tomorrow. And then he thought the chatzi zayis chuslas manay. Again he thought he had another chatzi zayis tomorrow. And then he thought the chatzi zayis chuslam kaimai. Then he thought he had a chatzi zayis the wrong place. So on this, Tony Bakapora Pigul. On this halacha Bakapora said that Chal Pigul the first machshava first. And ain chatzi zayis, another mokum kizayis, but the machshava of the chatzi kizayis does not help a mokum, you have a machshava, tida kizayis. See, since the first two machshavis were tida chutzlos manoi, the guru here is pshita, that it's chal the psul pigul, and the last machshava means nothing. So in other words, what Rofin means to say is he means to argue one of dimi, and it means to say that in the first case, where you had a machshava chutzlom koimai, before you finish the machshava on a kezayis of chuslas manoi, it will not be chal pigul. But rather, he holds like Rav Hamnuna, that once it's chal a psul, that's it. Machshava's pigul is not chal anymore. Where did Ravin hold? Where did Bakapur say, yes, it's chal the machshava's pigul? That's only if the first two chatzi kezayisim you thought to eat them chuslas manoi. So right now, you have a kezayis worth of eating the food tomorrow, which makes pigul. So then we say, pigul is chal now. So then even though later you thought he'd another chatzi kezayis, chuslim kremai, so what? That machshava, even according to the Rabbonin, as if you would have thought he'd a kezayis worth of food, chuslim kremai, so according to the Rabbonin, that would make a psul and not pigul. But here, since you only thought he'd a chatzi kezayis to chuslim kremai, that's what Bakapur meant to say. that the machshava v'chatzah kezayis means nothing. But mokum, we have a machshava of a kezayis. So since with your first two machshavas, you had in mind to the kezayis worth of the fruit tomorrow, the mice is chal pigul, and that's it. Even according to Rabbanan Shita, here it's not chal the machshava, chitzim kolmai, because that was only a chatzah kezayis worth. Rather, the first two machshavas of atchal, which is the shear of a kezayis eating a chutzis manoi, that makes pigul. Now, Ravashi Masnihochi. Ravashi learned like this. The case is that Chatzi Zayit Chutzlas Manoi. First, the Kohen thought the Shasa Dalar Avoidus to eat a Chatzi Zayit's worth of meat at the wrong time. And then he thought, Ukezayis. Then he thought, like on a complete Kezayis of meat, that Chatzi of Chutzlam Kohenoi, half of that piece he planned to eat at the wrong place. The chetz of chutzlas manoi, half of that chatzik kezayis, half of that kezayis, he turns to eat the wrong time. So in this type of a case, is Tani Bakapora. Bakapora learns pigul. Yes, it's chav pigul over here because ain chatzik kezayis, never mokum kezayis, because the shear of a chatzik kezayis means nothing. And here also it's better than the first case because here lemaisa, first you add a chatzik kezayis of a mechshavas pigul. Then even though the next chatzik kezayis really was chutzlam kemoi, but you set it together with the third machshava. Like you said, the next kezayis, you plan to eat chatzi chutzlam kaimoi, chatzi chutzlam lizmanoi. But since you did not say just chutzlam kaimoi by itself, you right away will start it together with the chutzlam lizmanoi. In this case, we hold the machshavas of pigul is chal. Renachnami, in the first case, we had a machshavas of chutzlam lizmanoi, a chatzi kezayis. Then you had a machshavas of chatzi kezayis chutzlam kaimoi. It could be your load. It's chal psul and that sort. There's no more pigul. Even though lady had a machshava to eat another chatzik kezayis of chutzlas manoi, but then it wouldn't be chal anymore. Only over here that when you said your second machshava, right away you like set it together. You said on this kezayis you plan to do this and this. So look at this, the whole kezayis together. Together there is a machshava of a chatzik kezayis here on pigul chutzlas manoi, and you already thought before to eat a chatzik kezayis chutzlas manoi. Therefore, together these two machshavas are mitzdarif, and it makes pigul. Omer Rabbi Yana of Yani says, "What's going to be? Chishev sheyechlu klovim lamocher." Let's say the claim b'shas dalar avodis. He thinks not that he's going to eat the meat tomorrow, but he thinks to give it to his dog to eat tomorrow. Says chiddush is pigul. That's also called an achila. And melas chalap so pigul in the carbon right now, since the claim thinks that this meat will be eaten tomorrow. Even though he only thinks the dog will eat it, that's also called an achila. What's his proof? He says, because the Pasuk in Lachem says, "V'yasizevo yochlo aklovim bechelak Yisrael," that the dogs will eat him up. It says, "Lashon of yochlo mashma the achila of a dog is also called an achila." Therefore, that's also called a machshava for pigul. So where's the question? If so, mask of Lord Ravam Ravam. Yes, the question is so. Elamiyat if so, chishev. If you have in mind that they just plan to burn this meat tomorrow, again, not the emurim that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, they just plan to burn the meat that you're supposed to eat. You just plan to burn the meat that you're supposed to eat. You plan to burn it tomorrow. So that should also be a machshavas pigul. You also have in mind to make an achil on this meat tomorrow. Why? Are you only planning to burn it? There's a pasuk in here that says tachlu eish lo neifach. A mashma burning something is also called an achila. It says tachlu eish. So mashma when the fire eats it, that's also called an achila. So chur hachi nami de pigul. Like you want to tell me this will also be a case of pigul? Tomorrow savenach nami. The chitay mahachi nami. Maybe I'll tell you yes. Like maybe you want to tell me yes. Even in this case, it would be chal pigul. If you think now that you plan to burn the meat tomorrow, maybe that's also called pigul. Tomorrow says no. What now? Like this not mishnah. If the Kohen thinks b'shas d'alar avodis that he plans to eat a chatzik zayis of the meat tomorrow, or lehakter and he plans to burn a chatzik zayis of the emurim tomorrow, it says the Mishnah kosher. That's not a machshavas psul at all. Why? Shein achil of the aktar mitzdarfin, because you can't put the two together. So here you see clearly, why not? Because Haktar is not called an Achila. So here you see, burning is not called an Achila. So according to you, look, even burning should also be called an Achila. So it's more like this. If the Kohen would have said, listen, I think to eat Chatzik Zayis tomorrow, and I think to also eat by burning it, Chatzik Zayis tomorrow, maybe with Zichal Pigel. But over here in the Mishnah, when it says, in Amistar of the two Machshavis, meaning the Kohen says he has in mind to burn, he only said Akhtara. And therefore, the Loshin Achidu Lechud, the Loshin Akhtara Lechud, could be, since he said a Loshin of burning, a Loshin of Akhtara is different than Loshin of Achila. A Loshin Akhtara means burning it and not eating it. That's why it's not Mistar together. Then Echnami, we would have just had a Machshav eating both of them, maybe that would be Mistar. Now the Lord says, Boi Rabashi, Rabashi has to shower like this. What's going to be Chishev Lechol Kezayis Bishnei Bnei Yodim? Let's say the Kohen has in mind now, Bishas is making this Rikah, that he plans to give the meat, a Kezayis worth of this meat, to eat it tomorrow between two people. Not one person will eat it, but two people will eat it. Chishev Lechol Kezayis Bishnei Bnei Yodim. Him and his son plan to eat this Kezayis tomorrow. So now, what's the Lochem? Who was to listen? The Kohen right now is thinking that a kezayis worth of this meat will be eaten tomorrow. So since he's thinking about a kezayis, that's enough to make him a shevet pigel. Or maybe boser oichlan azlinon. Maybe no, you have to go boser the ma'is achila. You have to think now that like at least one person will eat a kezayis of this meat. And if that you only think each person will eat a chatzi kezayis, maybe that's not called a good machshava. The lack of shear, you don't have enough shear. That's the shiloh. When you think, is it a loch in the machshava? You have to think about a kezayis. Or more than that, you have to think that at least one person will eat a kezayis worth of the meat. That's the shiloh. So Rabbi Abaye says back, Toshma, come up, bring your proof. Toshma, it says now Mishnah, lecho techatzi zayis. Ulahate techatzi zayis kosher. If the Kohen thinks to eat and to burn a chatzi zayis, is kosher. Why, the Mishnah says, because Ashena Achila the Akhtar Mistarfin. You can't put the two together. You can't have a Machshav of an Achila and have a Machshav of Akhtar of burning. Those are two different things. You can't put the two together. So what the Dik is though, Mashmah Lechol V'Lechol. If you have a Machshav that these two